This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The UN Climate Conference in Scotland ended Saturday when almost 200 nations accepted a compromise deal at keeping a key global warming target alive. After 2 weeks of talks, envoys at the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Scotland accepted the compromise agreement. It was aimed at keeping alive the international goal to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius or 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit. Nation after nation complained that the deal is not enough to fend off flooding, heat, and drought and weather disasters that endanger millions of people. In the end, it said that it provides some progress, if not some type of success. U.S. Special Climate Envoy John Kerry encouraged delegates to accept the imperfect proposal, saying that you can't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. In a last-minute intervention, India watered down the language on cutting emissions from coal. The Indian Environment Minister said the developing countries have a right to their fair share of the global carbon budget and are entitled to the responsible use of fossil fuels. The Glasgow Climate Pact includes some financial incentives for poor nations and other issues. Officials and relatives and media of a watchdog in Afghanistan confirmed Saturday that a suspected bomb blast on a minibus in Kabul had killed a well-known journalist and injured several people. The slain journalist was identified, and he worked for the mainstream Ariana television network. The violence happened near a Taliban checkpoint in the Afghan capital's western area. This is VOA News. A prolonged gun battle between rival gangs in Ecuador's largest prison early Saturday left at least 68 inmates dead in the latest violence to hit the penitentiary, which recently saw the country's worst prison bloodbath. The fighting lasted almost 8 hours in the lockup in the coastal city, and it left authorities saying that it was attributing it to the prison gangs linked to international drug cartels. A video circulating on social media showed bodies, some of them burned, lying on the ground inside the prison. Inmates tried to get into the pavilion to carry out a massacre. That's according to the authorities there. The prison violence comes amid a national state of emergency declared by the President Guillermo Lasso in October. It empowers security forces to fight drug trafficking and other crimes. In September, a battle among gangs inside the prison left at least 118 people dead. At least five people were killed and several others were wounded, and Sudanese security forces opened fire on demonstrators in Khartoum and elsewhere in the country Saturday. The Sudan Doctors Committee said that four people died from gunshots and one suffocated from tear gas in Khartoum. In another area on Saturday, several others were wounded from gunshots. The rallies come 2 days after military coup leader General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan reappointed himself to the head of the Sovereign Council, that Sudan's interim governing body. Thursday's move angered the pro-democracy alliance and frustrated United States and other allies. Other countries that have urged the military to reverse its coup and restore civilian rule. Protests broke out in a northern Dutch city on Saturday as a new coronavirus lockdown was imposed amid soaring infections. It forced bars and restaurants to close at 8 p.m. A Dutch broadcaster, NOS, reported that hundreds of youngsters gathered in a central square on Saturday night. Video showed them setting off fireworks and holding flares and billowing smoke. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.